I'd like to call the meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs to order, please. It's at, looks like about 10 minutes after 1:00. And president of the committee today is Representative Elkin, Representative Thomas, Representative Dawson, myself, Chairman Representative Bob Lynn. And we have two bills before us today. We have House Bill 122, Reverend's Life Insurance for National Guard, and House Joint Resolution 8, supporting the Alaska Army National Guard. And we're going to hear 122 first. We don't plan to move that bill today, but we would like to get the bill introduced and find out what it was all about. So this is Representative Dawson's bill, so you're welcome to tell us all about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of this distinguished committee, which I'm privileged to serve on. House Bill 122 pertains to life insurance for the National Guard at a time when our federal government is considering action to better serve our military men and women in foreign countries. Our Alaska Guardsmen deserve the same support as well. And the passage of this bill will involve the state paying life insurance premiums for our guardsmen that are deployed to a combat zone. Many of you know the guardsmen don't serve in the military full time. There are co-workers, there are next door neighbors, some of them are staff here in our own building. And this straightforward and simple measure provides some additional support to these men and women who volunteer their time to defend our country and defend our life. My feeling is that providing a little extra security for their dependents affords them a little better peace of mind and a little extra assistance while they are away on duty serving us. This legislation would allow for premiums to be paid for up to $250,000 in life insurance for those Guard members affected by this legislation. HB 122 has bipartisan support. I will tell you, Mr. Chairman, that there are several issues that we are still in the process of working through and information that we are gaining, so that I would ask you to support me in holding this bill today. I wanted to bring it forward so that the committee members could have a chance to review it, and if they have questions, come and meet with me. But we're still a work in progress right now, and I would ask that we would hold this bill and move forward at a very soon to be later date.
I appreciate that. And I did have just a couple of just basic questions. What is the insurance cost to Army Guardsmen now? What does he have to pay out of his pocket?
$16.25 a month, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. And it would seem to me that the state should be able to afford that, considering what these Guardsmen are, in fact, paying to serve us and protect us all. And have we lost anybody yet, in, God forbid, in our Guard, anywhere in the combat zone?
We have not, Mr. Chair. We have had some injuries. We've had some folks come back with, you know, some serious issues that they've had to deal with, but we have been very fortunate in our state. Even so, we need to be proactive and plan for if that does happen.
I would concur on that. Any other questions from the committee? Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. More of a comment than a question. I don't know if you can expand this bill to include putting him on the senior property exemption and repay that. And the reason, you know, I have a nephew that's been deployed to Iraq, and his wife is working, but, you know, she doesn't make the money that he does, and now they're going to be stuck with this house, you know, house, not a house payment, but the property tax. And I don't know if that could fit in this, or one could expand that.
That's a through the chair. That's a very thoughtful comment, and that is one of the items that is on an additional list of things that we are looking at to include.
Okay,
so
good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I call it Mikey's bill. It's my nephew, and they're just thinking, you know, that she will be struggling to pay the property taxes, so that's great.
All right, thank you.
You allow me to be a co-sponsor then?
Would love it.
Thank you.
I would concur. We have a horrendous property tax problem for everybody in the state of Alaska, and for our, it's even more onerous for, you know, the older folks, and for people serving in the Guard. And anything we can do to address the property tax issue, I think it would just be great. I can't think of anything more appropriate. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'd like to thank you very much. It looks, so far, looks like a good bill. I'm anxious to hear it.
Great.
And move it out of the committee and move it on.
Great. And Mr. Chair, I would just like to add that the issue of the property tax, as you all know, is complex because it does include municipalities. And so that's, in gaining that information, I don't know, and I'm quite positive we can't solve the property tax issue, but we can look at how that and other existing contracts or things that are in place affect those that are defending us, and that is our intent and our goal with this.
I know we can't solve the property tax issue with this alone, but every little bit helps.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. With that, we have HJR 8, supporting Alaska Army National Guard, and thank you for coming up today. Would you tell us about this bill and introduce yourself?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Terry Harvey on behalf of Representative Wyrock and other folks that have co-signed on to this as well, this resolution. Some of you are here today, and we appreciate that. This resolution will be expressing support of the Alaska Army National Guard soldiers that are deployed worldwide. And I know this distinguished panel is well aware of the situation going on with some of our folks that are all over the world. We have provided a map, a deployment map there for you. I will be introducing telephonically some of our command officers that are up in Anchorage today that couldn't be here to answer any questions that you might have. This resolution is about the legislature putting the word out officially on record, reflecting our support of these fine men and women, as we've just discussed, who are our neighbors, people we know, ordinary citizens that are responding in an extraordinary way by letting go of what they're doing, their work, their families, whatever, and serving our country and Alaska and serving them quite well. And we think it's important not to simply support these individuals that are in the Army National Guard, but to also equally extend that gratitude and awareness to the families, the friends, the employers, everyone that's affected, and that's pretty much all of us in Alaska. So we've tried to make this inclusive in nature, to be sure and recognize some of our National Guard folks that have been deployed and are back now, the ones that are out there worldwide, and there are plenty, as we well know, and there are some getting ready to go. And we think this is very important, and we feel like there will be a lot of support, unanimous support from both sides, and we really appreciate you considering this bill for us today.
I did have one question. I basically support this bill for obvious reasons. Why do we have a similar type of resolution for the Air Guard?
That's a good question. We did some research. We spoke with both entities, and they felt that it would be appropriate to do it in a separate nature. And we had this one in the works, and so we went forward with that. And while I don't have an answer that we're moving forward at this point with the Air Guard's folks or people, I feel like that would be a good thing to do as well. And I'll ask Representative Wyrock if he's interested in that, and I don't know if any of you know if anyone might be moving forward with that.
We could do that. We could also do that as a potential committee bill.
Yes.
We have discussed it previously, potential bills from the committee. We have some being drafted now, some that we had discussed before, and those will be coming up rather quickly. But we might just drop that in the hopper as a committee bill.
I certainly agree with you,
sir. We don't want to discriminate between the various Guard and Reserve units.
No, sir.
Any questions?
Make a motion.
Oh, yes. And excuse me, welcome. Representative Grunberg is with us now.
Mr. Chairman, if you will, we do have I do believe that Lieutenant Colonel Mike Bridges is available if you have some technical questions or any information at all.
Yes, Colonel Bridges, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Bridges here, representing the Alaska National Guard Officers Association as the legislative liaison. I'm in General Christensen's office. He is eavesdropping in just for informational awareness.
Okay, welcome to both of you. Do you have any comments about this bill?
I'm all for it, sir.
See?
And the discrimination part, I'm absolutely non-discriminatory because the Officers Association represents the Army and Air Guard for legislative actions and whatnot at the state and federal level. The Army Guard part at the moment was what was asked for us to provide input to, because the Army Guard is in its first time since World War II unique situation with all these deployments. The Air Guard's deployment cycle's been quite a lot different than ours for many years, so with the Army Guard is in a bit of a unique situation right now.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Colonel Bridges? Representative Elkins.
Colonel, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are you saying that you would rather stand alone then with a separate bill?
Yes, sir. For now, rather than delaying anything, again, the Army Guard is deployed unlike we've ever been in our history. Since World War II, even, the Army Guard is all over the world right now in real-world deployments. In the last year and a half versus ever in our history, the Air Guard has been worldwide deploying now for many, many years, but under different kind of conditions.
Follow up?
The other unique part of this distinction, the Air Guard on average, their folks go from 30 to 120 days when they do their operational deployments. The Army Guard folks that are going out now, they're activated for a year and a half, up to 24 months in a single deployment. So it's a pretty big difference. They're both real world things, but the version and the way they're being done is pretty dramatically different.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? I entertain a movement to motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move House Joint Resolution Number 8 with attached physical note and individual recommendations.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. So moved and so adopted. Thank you very much and congratulations. And
thank you.
I'm looking forward, as all of us are, to voting on this on the House floor and seeing it signed in signed. But thank you so much. And is any other business to come before the committee at this time? Not. Thank you for your attendance, and meeting is closed. Oops, wrong gavel.
Thank you.